Despair by Kate Marshall Flaherty, written at the very beginning of the pandemic. It was hard this morning to figure out what to do with all the food in a box on the porch. The days are still cold, so the cheese and eggs should be okay, but I feel restless, like a pacing beast. My heart beat thick yet rapid. I found a single packet of yeast and feel it is such a treasure I want to bake bread right away to savor with melted butter. But I want to save it too, as leaven is hard to find. What stays with me most, after 4 days of nailing up railings and slip-proofing throw rugs, of sweeping cement bits from crumbling farmhouse steps and washing silt off cellar wine bottles, after red raw hands from sanitizing doorknobs and light switches with Clorox, after trips to the only grocer with a mask, a picnic, a panic of itch in the nose, did I scratch? Making a haven for my 88-year-old parents after the COVID cases in the home is my utter preoccupation these days. It's full-time work on top of virtual work and fills my days and nights. We plan to bust them out as soon as their test results come. And the next week, if it's negative, off they go to the old farmhouse. I'm weary from worry, yet sleep like the dead. My dreams undulate between peaceful clean sweeps and basements, a line of golden preserves and amber jars on the sill in the sunlight, a new staircase in the old farmhouse we somehow never saw, its banister lit by a skylight. To glasses cased and rubber piping hose, tubes and a shushing ventilator, sliding glass doors and hospital blue gowns, glasses and the snap of latex as a nurse says, anything you need to say before the plastic breath slides in. Anesthetic dreams and deja vus and wills scribbled in a rush. My brother says about the test results, well, if they're positive, it's game over. As simply as if he was saying the crocuses are spiking up again this spring. My sister, the baby, cries, and I breathe deep. My mom sits in fuzzy blue behind my dad on Zoom, leaning in and laughing at something behind us on the screen. Her hands in her lap, upwards, palms open, laced as if in prayer. She's at peace. Is this dementia? Or a wisdom we learn from our elders, a distilling in her, a settling into the situation with acceptance, non-attachment, her childlikeness a gift to us all, but a worry. What stays with me after the satisfaction of a pantry stocked as best we could with basics and a few treats, the essentials, a word I reconsider constantly these days. The thing that lingers in a way, quickens my pulse and brightens my spine, is the image of that yearling black bear, standing on its hind legs, sniffing the air with his licorice nose and tan suede snout, looking right at us, paws dangling down, tip of snout, his thick, dazzling black pelt, rich with tiny sparkles from the sun. Thick, dark, diamond dazzling. He saw me, sniffed me, stood dignified and languorous, curious, unafraid, both of us, electrified in this spring sighting. He must have eaten well, his black pelt tells me, and slept soundly all northern winter. What a sign to see him as I try to make a safe cave for my parents now that COVID cases in their retirement home have risen. He ambles back to the bush, not green yet still damp with frost melt and patches of earthy snow. I still see him standing there before me, 20 yards away, and recall the safe settling in my belly, seeing this creature of the wild. What a contrast to city spaces, where every jogger who pants from behind, closer than 6 feet, causes me frenzied to leap out of the way. Or the biking family shouting spit sounds as they whiz round the corner with no room for me to step away from the spray, the ice in my nape, and rage at their thoughtlessness. How strange in these new corona times, I am more afraid of a tot on a trike, a super spreader supposedly unaware of her distance, than the closeness of a 900-pound bear on his hinds, 6-inch claws dangling, sniffing my scent. I can be a she-bear, ripping the bark off rage if someone tries to hurt my cubs. I can bat the air with sharp words, roar at wrongdoings, splinter the silence of injustice. And yet no one is to blame that there is COVID in the world. No one to blame but ourselves. We hid in a dark cave of unconsciousness to what we do to the earth, to each other, the way the world has profits over people, encroached on the animal's space. Anne Michaels said once, it's horrible the things humans do to each other, and amazing what we do for each other. We have seen both in these challenging times. Protest signs to kill the weak, as well as rethink the rules, greed and hoarding, as well as creative compassion across boundaries and borders. And here I preach, think out loud, I go to my head. I want to be like the bear, sniffing the scent of the moment, awakening from the dark place, from the cocoon, from hibernation, from a world in a deep sleep, unconscious but breathing, dreaming, trusting in a little resurrection, the world different than it was when we entered the cave.